Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Expo is all about local and global culture. So, have you heard that such was the demand to see the latest Van Gogh exhibition at London's National Gallery? This last weekend, they stayed open all night. I suspect other museums will follow suit because that generates publicity and interest, and it's what museums need to get people in. Though, I think some people perhaps go for the experience of being there at 4 o'clock in the morning almost more than for what they're going to see. Last week, I saw the new production of The Tempest, Shakespeare's last play, at London's Drury Lane, in which the principal role of Prospero was taken by US film legend Sigourney Weaver, who had close encounters with several aliens over the years. Here she looked and sounded like a weary, possibly gender-neutral, captain of a space vessel, ordering her, their minions about. It's become a thing for American film actors to take to the London stage, with rather mixed success. Bradley Cooper as the Elephant Man was a sensation, as was Dustin Hoffman many years ago as Shylock. In France, it seems to be the other way. Members of the Comédie Française occasionally appear on screen and are always credited as such. Today's audiences, particularly in the UK, appear to value fame and celebrity more than ever before. So if you've ever been on the silver screen, you are, by definition, a super being. And despite very bad notices, the audience for The Tempest whooped ecstatically at the curtain call. Tourism has jumped in on that bandwagon as well by organising tours of places featured on film. Lord of the Rings, Emily in Paris, Notting Hill. Though desire for people to visit iconic places is not new, it's just more monetized these days. Think of The Third Man shot in Vienna. The weirdest news this week was to learn that all those mountains of coagulated lard and greasy debris that society produces, so aptly named fatbergs, are being used in the manufacture of parfum. From the gross to the gorgeous, rub a little fatberg on your wrist and he or she will swoon. Well, I suppose it's not that surprising given that the basic ingredient of perfume is, of course, whale blubber. I'm all for reusing stuff. Perhaps we could repurpose it as fuel for going to the local cinema. Please try to see Conclave before it disappears, about the choosing of a new pope and the infighting that that involves, especially in the light of a book by French author Frédéric Martel called Closet of the Vatican, focusing on real-life conservative self-serving cardinals prone to clerical ostentation, which the current pope is dead against. Red shoes? Red shoes? They belong to Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, which, by the way, were silver in the original story, but made red for the famous Technicolor film to show up better on the yellow brick road. No, the current pope eschewed the red shoes for something more comfy for his sore feet when he became the pontiff. And all that attendant regalia, he wanted none of it. Now, brutalism, in contrast, is unadorned, in-your-face architecture. And I urge you to go and see the new epic film, The Brutalist, which opens this week. You won't hear my audio description until it hits the TV screens, but it is worth the 3 hours and 40 minutes. A brilliant story, and it has an intermission, which is another innovation or resurrection, which I can see happening more and more frequently as films get longer and longer. I'm going to scare myself at 5:30 today with the reimagined classic horror film Nosferatu in Florence, which, as we discussed, comes with a trigger warning, but at least it's unreal. Whereas later tonight at 8:30, a new British film, full of trigger warnings, is described as grim, violent, unrelentingly depressing. But as always, it's up to you what you choose to do.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you next time.
www.dfm930.com